Oilers. We're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one. Yes, we're the Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers. Houston Oilers number one.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Battle Red Radio. Tonight, I'm joined by my good friend Taylor. And Taylor, did you know that the sun was hot, everything feels good, and I do not want to die?
I don't know what that means. I'm just here to hang out, man. I'm living the quarantine lifestyle. I have a drink in my hand. I've been grilling like crazy. What's going on, man? I'm loving this.
So you're really... Did you lose your shaker of salt at all? You know where that is? You're living La Vida Margaritaville right now.
Yeah, man. And they have like, Taylor, you can't go out and hang out in public with a whole bunch of crowds. Oh, no. Oh, my Lord. I have to be by myself. Everybody can't bother me. Thank God.
Yeah, I've been losing my mind. I'm like angry all the time and I hate everything. And whenever I talk to my brother, he's like, oh, I love this. This is great. I don't know what everybody's so upset about.
Yeah, but do you think it's because you feel that way, or is it because your hair is so long that it's making you feel like you're Joaquin Phoenix from The Joker?
No, it's like my ponytail is starting to splinter my skull and wrap around my brain, you know?
At this point, you can have pigtails for how long your hair is. My God.
I don't like that. Oh, like in the Foo Fighters video?
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Which Foo Fighter?
Yeah, I think it's Big Me, and Dave Grohl has pigtails.
That sounds familiar. That sounds right. But was it in a music video?
Yeah, it's a music video.
Which song?
It's Big Me.
I don't know that song.
It's good. It's good.
I probably have heard of it, but come on, man. That's not even like... I know a lot of Foo Fighters, and I've never heard of that.
Oh, it's a top five Foo Fighter song.
There's no way it's top five Foo
Fighters.
Yeah,
it goes Everlong, Monkey Wrench, Big Me.
I wouldn't put Everlong up there.
It's their best song by far.
Oh, no, it's The Best of You.
That'd be like maybe four.
What?
And I think I put One by One five.
One by One, I would put over Everlong.
Everlong is their best song. You know there's seven Foo Fighters in the band now?
What?
Yeah, there's seven of them.
How does that make sense?
I don't know. They got seven of them.
Is anybody a Foo Fighter? Is that what we're doing? If you pay enough money, then you're a part of the club?
Oh, it's just like a Make-A-Wish foundation for like 47-year-old tech bros.
Who knows? Maybe it is like a Justice League. I'll always remember where I never believe Facebook posts. You know how celebrities always post certain things. But it was – he posted, Dave Grohl, where it was just got out of the studio, long day of work. And it was – the guitar strings were all covered in blood. And he had the guitar pick that was just dripping. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe you. That's really hardcore. That's rock and roll.
Was this around Easter?
This was about less than a year ago, I will admit.
Okay. Gotcha. I thought it was recently. Maybe he was just dying eggs. And then he had some, like, you know, food coloring from that. It was like, yeah, it's hardcore.
This is less than a year, and that's why I bring it up, because I was shocked. I go, well, that is kind of rock and roll.
Well, that's also my microphone after every podcast, too. It's covered in blood and spit.
However, nobody has, like, photos of you live where it's like your fingers are scarred like that, so...
That's fine. So for tonight's show... Tonight's show, we're gonna do a mock draft, and the NFL draft is gonna be tomorrow night with the first round, and then the second, third round is gonna be Saturday, and then or Friday is gonna be second, third round, and then Saturday is gonna be rounds 4 through 7. So this is the Super Bowl for us, because this is really the only sport out there is the NFL draft, and unfortunately, you know, we had the regular season for the last 3 weeks of mock drafts and YouTube scouting and everything else.
Can I just be perfectly honest with you right now? And what everyone should be doing, you need to be watching MTV's The Challenge. There is 36 seasons of this thing already. and I only bring it up, it's pretty much the most athletic and sports competition you're probably going to get. And if you haven't seen anything, dude, play some bets. Have some fun. I recommended this and Survivor because the newest season. Oh, my God.
Is it still on? Is Survivor still on?
Dude, Survivor is going. Boston Rob, I'll put it to you this way, is in this season. It's Battle of the Champions, my man.
Gotcha. I thought it'd be over by now. People have been you've been talking about the show for like 3 months now.
I know. It's because it's incredible. It's just so amazing. I just don't understand. See, the people that have missed sports, you need to be tuning into the reality TV life. I know everyone hates that, but it's the only way to stay sane because everyone's seen the same damn shows over and over.
Well, I haven't watched reality TV since they took The Apprentice off television, and I wonder why they did that. I still understand why they took that off television.
Who watched The Apprentice?
I love The Apprentice. I love it.
What was it? What was your name?
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't know what happened to it, though. They just took it off air. It doesn't make any sense.
I think it's because they were racist.
I wonder what happened to Trump. I don't know what he's up to. It doesn't make any sense to me. Do you have any big NFL draft plans for tomorrow? Are you going to be living in Margaritaville, sitting outside? What are you going to be doing for it?
Yeah, I'm probably going to be hanging out, you know, living my quarantine life. Tomorrow is Sunday for me, so I'm going to be enjoying myself. I'm not going to have a margarita, but definitely probably some type of vodka drink because I'm feeling a little loosey-goosey, if you know what I'm saying.
You're pretty much just turning to a stay-at-home mom now, but without the yoga pants. Start doing some yoga with Adrian every day. Make it happen.
I'm only wearing pajama pants these days, even when I'm working.
Okay. Well, which I guess is the male version of yoga pants, pajama pants.
Exactly.
Got it. So for tonight's show, for the draft, what we did is we had a draft before the mock draft where we picked the teams that we're going to pick players for. So you have Cincinnati, Washington, the Giants, Arizona, Cleveland, Las Vegas pick one, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Las Vegas pick two, Philadelphia, New England, New Orleans, Baltimore, Green Bay, San Francisco, and Kansas City. I have Detroit, Miami, Los Angeles Chargers, Carolina, Jacksonville, Jets, San Francisco, Denver, Dallas, Miami, Jacksonville, Minnesota, Miami, Seattle, and Tennessee.
Sounds like a whole bunch of fun to me.
Yeah, so at the first pick of this draft, who do you have Cincinnati taking?
As painful as it's for me to say, even though not really anymore ever since you brought up the Joe Exotic thing, it's got to be Joe Burrow. All right, we have to do it. Cincinnati is going to want to start over. This is their dream guy. He's everything they ever wanted. Ever since, you know, we've talked about it, ever since he had it with the New Orleans type QB coach, he's been great. He's just ready for the NFL. You hate his age. I think it's not going to make a difference.
That's the only thing I don't like about him. The only thing.
We've talked about it. It's just, come on. He's what Cincinnati needs. They're going to move on from the Red Rocket. Red Rocket, by the way, is he even signed still?
No, he's on the team. They just have to trade him. He has a $19 million cap hit.
I thought they had to, like, re-sign him, though. I thought there was something that had to happen for him to be cut. I thought they really have to cut him before being able to pay him.
No, he has a $19 million contract right now for this year. He's signed.
Matt, nobody's going to pay that.
Probably not. They're probably going to cut him.
Talk about this, because there is no way in hell somebody is going to pay for that contract. You even said last episode that New England would have him. New England's not giving up $19 million for that act.
It would just be for 1 year. So if you have the space for the year, it doesn't matter at all to you.
What? Moving along.
Cincinnati will probably, they'll probably come. I think I wish they just keep Andy, let him be a veteran leader, you know, hang out there. But also, like, quarterbacks get hurt in the summertime, and so you can always hold on to him and trade him in the summer.
If Joe Burrow doesn't have some type of Joe Exotic trademarked in Cincinnati, he's losing his damn mind. I don't even know how it could work. I don't even know if it's allowed at this point. But, dude, how perfect is it? So many people are going to be buying those jerseys where they're going to just say Joe Exotic.
Yeah, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King Burrow, playing for LSU, which is a Tiger team, and the Bengals are a Tiger team. Then he can go play for the Lions, and he played for the Panthers. He can play for all the cat, the Big Cat teams.
It's too perfect. You can't do it. But he's honestly the guy. But I know that for you, you don't disagree.
No, I love Burrow. I think he's spectacular.
You don't think that Cincinnati would try to pull something?
I don't think anybody
would offer them. I know we're not going to really talk about trades, but do you think a team would be out there that would offer them something stupid for this?
Well, like what? Miami could offer 3 first-round picks for them.
I mean, but even like future stuff as well. Like Miami could offer them something ridiculous. We'll offer you 5 first-round picks.
Well, they could offer all 3 of their first-round picks this draft and then the Texans' first-round pick next draft.
And their next first-round pick that draft too, right?
I guess potentially.
So you can do 5 total picks, and in reality, after all the trades you've made, if you believe he's the guy, it's worth it.
I guess so. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'd make that trade if I was Cincinnati.
I would too.
Easy. Even 3 first-round picks, I'd make the trade.
I still think Miami's going to do anything with the picks. Thank God you have that team.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. All right, so the next pick we got here, you have Washington, your favorite NFC East team.
So, for me, I really wanted to go with some type of upset. Maybe like, because, Matt, they're going to draft Chase Young. And obviously, he's the best player in the draft, but Joe Burrow aside, whatever, quarterback, who cares. He's the best player in the draft, but my problem is, wouldn't Washington want a quarterback? They don't believe in the man that takes selfies. They don't believe in that guy. Ron Rivera is going to restart unless they're going to bring in Cam, who has Corona. I don't know what they would do because I just feel like you need something. Getting Chase Young, sure, it's damn great, but I don't know if it's going to do anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I guess the weird thing about, though, is quarterbacks, like veteran quarterbacks are cheap right now. So, like, you could get Jameis doesn't have a job. Cam Newton doesn't have a job. Andy Dalton, you could probably get for a 5th-round pick. You know, like, there's quarterbacks available. So, I understand what you're saying. But, like, I like Chase Young for Washington a lot because they would have him, Montez Sweat, Ryan Kerrigan, and then they used 2 first-round picks on previous drafts to get De'Aaron Payne, Jonathan Allen. And then Matthew Ioannidis had 8.5 sacks last year in the interior. And like that's a really fun thing to watch, and that's something you can build an entire team around with your front 7 like that.
But I got you. But it's like what we're going back to with last year, for example, with Tampa Bay. Look at Tampa Bay's defense. They actually had a really good defense. They just nobody knew because their quarterback kept turning it over.
Well, they had a bad pass defense last year.
Okay, I know you're going to want to defend your boy. Just let me finish, please, because my main
saying lies to the people.
Oh, God. All right, you're going to defend him? You're going to keep going?
Yeah, I mean, you're just lying to the people, you know.
I tell the people what they know and what they understand. You tell them lies and dreams and hopes.
No, you're a Baptist carnival preacher is what you are.
That has to do with anything. My God.
Yeah.
But either way, I get what you're saying, and it's going to be fun to watch that defense, but it doesn't matter if your quarterback's not going to be able to not go 3 and out, not turn the ball over. The defense is just going to be on the field the whole damn time. No matter what, regardless of how great they are, you're going to give up at least 20 points because your offense is such garbage.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess the thing is they can always get quarterback next year, you know, and they can always get veteran quarterback. There's so many of them available. This guy's like taking – it's like taking Myles Garrett. It's like taking Clowney. It's like taking a player of that sort of caliber, you know.
Clowney was traded. Myles Garrett should be in jail, so –
blame Mason Rudolph for that.
For what?
For being such a big baby about getting hit too many times. He was sad that he was getting hit at the end of a football game. Stop trying to hit me. I'm trying to play quarterback. Stop it.
I disagree with you. Yeah. Come on,
and then he took his helmet off. So do you have Chase Young?
Yeah, no, Chase Young. Okay. I don't understand it because, like I told you, I have Chase Young because they're not going to pass it up. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I think his bend around the edge is unbelievable. I think he's one of those, like, generational sort of players. I'm going to go for here for the Giants. I'm going to go with I.
No, you mean Detroit.
For the Detroit. For Detroit, my bad. For Detroit, yeah, I'm going to go with Isaiah Simmons, the linebacker from Clemson, just so they can be like, oh, he can play seven positions, and we can do so many different things with him, and we can use all these different defenses with him, and we can be so versatile, and we can be so multiple, and then they're just still going to have, you know, like the 27th best pass defense in football next year.
I guess for me, I don't think it matters, just kind of like what you said. Regardless of who they're drafting, I just don't think Patricia's a good coach whatsoever. For Slay to say what he did, for everything to just play out the way that it has, with how he treats players, the moment that a rookie comes in, he's going to try to control him like a Bill Belichick. But it's like what everybody says, you haven't earned the respect, so nobody's going to listen to his ass. Patricia has one more year left, and this is it, my man. And
I think he has like 5 games left.
Whoa, you don't even think he'll last a season?
I don't think so. They're going to be bad next year. They're going to be bad.
I think,
and they have Bevel there as their offensive coordinator, so they can just make him the head coach. I can see that working out. All right, so you have the Giants with your next pick.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be an offensive lineman, and I don't really know what to do with it. So I'll go with Tristan Wirfs in this case from Iowa. I don't really care for the Giants in this case. I just feel like they have to draft an offensive lineman somewhere, and this is where I think their best bet is. Maybe they could go with Jedrick Willis from Alabama. I don't see what else they're going to do, to be honest with you, because you have to protect your bread and butter, which is Saquon. And a Danny Dimes, I just don't think is going to pan out. Once again, this for me is a throwaway pick. This is a team that's going to go at most 6 games for the win, but you have to protect your offensive guys that you spent and invested so much in.
Yeah, I can see that. And Wirfs, too, you can put him at right tackle, and then once Nate Solder's awful contract comes to an end, you can move him over to left, and he should be okay there in the future.
Yeah, this is, again, what I'm saying, because Giants, what do you want? You're going to draft an offensive lineman, but you need defense, you need corner, you need everything. No matter what you have, it's just a quarterback who you kind of sort of believe in and a wonderful running back. Everything else is garbage because even their receivers I'm not going to really give credit to because none of them could stay healthy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, their receivers are better than I thought they were going to be last year.
But they can't
stay healthy. Slayton was good last year.
I think they're fine.
I like Darius. Yeah. So I have Miami, the Chargers, and Carolina. So for Miami, I'm going to go with Tua because Tua is like, he's intelligent. Why? He has a good release. He's accurate and he's mobile. And I think a lot of stuff kind of going on with Tua. I think it's a lot of like smoke screening and nonsense, unless the injuries are like an actual like big thing with him. But again, I think he'll be fine. I think Tua will be good.
I guess for me, who cares? Because I don't believe in Tua. I don't think he'll hold up. I think no matter what, you just say Miami's going to draft him, but they have nothing else to protect the guy. There's just nothing that's going to work for me here. Let's draft Tua. What is he going to do? Nothing. You should draft every other piece besides a quarterback at this point. That's my opinion.
Well, I think the thing for them, though, is that they're picking at 5, and they have 3 first-round picks this year. They have 2 next year. Well,
I drafted a quarterback. Well, look, but you're not the top pick.
No, but this is the point, though. It's that they have all this draft capital. They spent a bunch of money this offseason. They have a bunch of draft capital next year. They probably won't pick as high as 5th again. You know what I mean? Like, they're probably going to be like a 7-win team or so in the future. And so, yeah, so this is probably the first chance. This is probably their only chance they're going to have to draft this early in the draft. And so this would be the time to take a quarterback.
Wait. How many wins do you think they're going to have next year?
Maybe like 7, 6, 8, somewhere between that. They're not going to be off. They're going to be a 3-win team next year.
By the way, whose draft picks do they have next year?
They have Houston's.
What's Houston going to do this upcoming year?
They can't do anything.
Okay,
they're just going to pick at 40. Oh, Houston's going to win like 9 games because Deshaun Watson's a god.
Oh, I don't think that's going to happen at all. Dude, I'm sorry, but you guys came the farm for me. You guys are going at least 5-6 wins at the most.
Watson would have to get hurt for that to happen.
Wait, what?
Like, Watson would have to get hurt for them to have, like, a 5-win record.
No, I disagree.
He's too good for that to happen.
Those 5 or 6 games, by the way, Matt, he is going to win those games. And he is going to keep it close no matter what. And I agree with you, the man is God. But no, he's going to have nothing to support.
So you're just saying by the fact that the defense is going to be bad again, and that win-loss record of 10-3 last year is going to flip to 3-10 maybe.
Because you lost, in my opinion, the guy that was the guy.
Yeah.
You lost the guy for me. That's like, I was so big on y'all. You don't understand. I'm fine with it. You gave away a guy I loved. You really did. I mean, like, I could never talk smack to a Texans fan because of DeAndre Hopkins. And it's because I envied it. You gave that away for peanuts.
Hey, David Johnson's a 3-down back, okay?
Yeah, he's great. And Brandon Cooks is so going to hold up that itty-bitty body. I'm bigger than Brandon Cooks.
Cooks is like 5'10".
And he weighs like 150
pounds. 188 pounds.
I know, still. Come on.
Well, you have to forget. Brandon Cooks is a Pisces, you know? He's a man of the cloth.
What does that do for anybody?
It's important for that locker room, you know?
It's important for anybody. I'm so upset with the
Houston Texans. Dude, we are a clean, good, wholesome Christian team, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't even know how they're going to be able to play on Sundays. They should be in church. They're out there playing football on Sunday.
For me, I just feel like that all Houston Texans games should only be shown on TBS at noon, where only the Houston audience can watch, and nobody else has that type of feed, because that's how bad they're going to be.
I think they should only be played in mega churches on the projector screen there. So you have to pay $5 to go to a mega church in order to watch them.
Matt, does Deshaun turn you down?
I don't think he can.
Like, this is a real freaking question. Does, no matter what the contracts say, Deshaun says no?
The thing is that
possible? I don't even know if it is. I'm just asking.
I guess they could just franchise tag him forever, you know?
That's what I mean. But that's what you would do. But if he really, no.
Well, did you read the DeAndre Hopkins article? He was like, yeah, I don't really even care about the contract. I just asked for a raise because I knew that would make O'Brien finally trade me. And so, like, he was like Arizona and him are in contract talks. He's like, it's no big deal. Like, I really don't care all that much about the contract. It's whatever. He, like, just really wanted to get out of Houston. That's what he said. And, you know, whatever the truth is, I don't know. But it's funny.
I think both him and O'Brien made it personal.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Yeah, no matter what transpired between them, they made it personal, which for me is bad for your owner, because your owner is stuck by O'Brien, McNair.
Yeah,
I don't understand that, where this belief comes into play. Oh my God, Bill Belichick touched his shoulder. Oh my God, he argued with Tom Brady. Oh my God, did he touch Tom?
I think he did. He yelled at Tom. He yelled at Tom once, is what he did.
It's just silly, because it comes in a play where you are truly, you gave away DeAndre Hopkins. I'm never going to let this go.
Yeah, it's very dumb. So for my picks, I'm going to give the Chargers Jedrick Willis. You know, their left tackles last year were Tevi and Trent Brown. And one was an undrafted free agent. The other was a 6th-round pick. And they traded Russell Okung to Carolina. They need a tackle bad. So I'll give them Willis. And he can play right. I don't know what they're going to do at left tackle next year. But that's a different conversation. And I guess Tyrod Taylor's going to be their quarterback as well, too. So who knows how that whole thing works out.
Yeah, I mean, again, Matt. Well, wait, so we're talking about the Chargers here?
Yeah, I'm giving them an offensive tackle.
Oh.
I'm giving them Jedrick Willis Jr. from Alabama.
By the way, that's interesting. So, you know, a lot of people, when it comes to the Chargers, I'm even looking at everybody's stats here. They have a lot of them going to the Chargers. Do you think that has any type of legitimacy? Like, that's weird.
Like, if they trade, they'd have to trade up for him, probably. Unless, I mean, Miami may not like Tua. Who knows?
That's weird. Well, that's what I mean. I don't think that Miami. Ooh.
Because, like, let's say you start Fitzpatrick. Let's say you're Miami and you start Fitzpatrick. You're going to win 9 games. Or you're not going to win 9 games. You're going to win at least 6 games, you know.
Who's Justin Herbert? Why is he moving up on everyone's list here?
Because he's tall and white. And he has long hair.
By the way, Oregon QBs never work. For me, that's stupid.
Like, all of his good throws last year were wide open. They're all he threw a lot of screens, and he threw a bunch of wide open downfield passes. So my next pick here for Carolina, I'm going Jeff Okuda, the cornerback from Ohio State. I really want Derek Brown here, but Okuda is the best cornerback, and Carolina lost their entire pass defense last year. And this is a guy who, you know, potentially could go 3 to Detroit, and this would be a steal for Carolina in this hypothetical reality, or this reality we've created here.
I don't know. Are you really a big believer in this team? Are you really, like, all about them?
I think they're going to have a fringe top 10 offense next year, but their defense is going to be awful. And they're going to lose a lot of games, like 27 to 31 or whatever.
I can't believe that you think that they would be drafting a cornerback over anything else. I just don't think that Carolina is going to be going for that. Aren't they going to be looking for their next Kingsley here?
Well, there just isn't another. There's not another linebacker we're taking this high.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Aren't they going to be looking for their new dominant defensive guy?
Yeah, who does a cornerback?
I just don't think that a cornerback is going to be your main guy when it comes to a defense.
Yeah, you can do that. You can take away a third of the field with a cornerback. You can take away a team's top target, the cornerback.
There's probably 3 cornerbacks I could think of. That's maybe 2 just top of my head, which would be Revis and Peterson. But Peterson does drugs.
And Sherman took away a third of the field.
Sherman was
and
a
then
lot.
Earl Thomas took away another third. And so you can only have like 2 spots where you can throw the football, you know.
Whatever. I'm just not a big believer in Carolina next year. Talk about a team that is just going to be a coin flip. I know you love them because of their quarterback, running back. By the way, what do you think of that contract? Highest paid.
Whoa. I mean, I guess if you're going to pay a running back, that'd be the guy to pay. Because he's really good in the pass game, too.
I guess that's
so
true.
He's not just a running back. He's like their third best receiver also. Probably their second best receiver next year. It'd be what? Moore and then McCaffrey.
I would say that he's probably going to get over 100 catches easily.
Yeah, and then he's hurt like week 4.
Does he ever get hurt?
No, he hasn't yet, but this is what year 4 for him.
Yeah, but he's like the smallest white guy that's so like, you know, built. Like
there,
just so
there, but white. There's only so many times you get hit, though.
He looks like Pokemon Golem.
That's good. So who do you have here for Arizona?
So for Arizona, it's interesting because you kind of picked my guy. So either way, it's funny. I have the Jedrick Wilson, and then I have the Worfs kind of mixed here. So it was either New York's going to go with one, and then I have Arizona going with the other. That's really kind of what I had. So whoever chooses what. And you just decided to pick them for who? The Chargers?
Yeah, you can say Andrew Thomas. He's the offensive tackle.
Yeah, but I don't even believe that. I don't think the Chargers are going to choose what you think they're going to choose because they don't have anybody that they want to protect.
They still need it, though.
Are they going to want to protect it, though, is the point.
Yeah, but the point is that you want to build a foundation first before you get a quarterback, you know? You don't want to put them in an awful situation where the game is impossible to play. You make the game easy for them when they first come around.
This is a good bet for us because what this really comes down to is, does Miami pass on Tua? That's what this is.
I mean, that's probably the most interesting part of the draft in the early round, in the early picks, is if they go with Tua or not.
And if they don't, and for some reason, if Herbert Oregon, it's more like, is Chargers, are you then going to force their hand with it?
Or Miami trades down as well, even, too, and lets somebody else take Tua there.
It's true. But that's what I'm still going to stick with that. I mean, sure, you can give me another offensive lineman if you want. Whatever.
I mean, it's your pick. Who you're going to go? Who are you doing for Arizona?
So for Arizona, I'm really going to go with Willis.
He's gone. He's gone.
What do you mean he's gone?
He's off the board. He's playing for the Chargers. He had to pick somebody else.
Board.
He's not there anymore. You can't pick somebody who's been picked.
Oh, my God. All right.
I bet Coach does do this, though.
I know. I'm going with Becton.
Okay. He's really big.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going there from Louisville. He's my guy. That, either way, you stole my guy. I just don't think what's going to happen for you is what's going to happen in the draft.
That's fine. So,
either way, you can say, oh, you know, whatever. You're wrong.
That's perfectly fine. I'm going to go CeeDee Lamb for Jacksonville. He's really good after the catch. The Jaguars like to throw like short stuff on third down. DJ Chark's the number one wide receiver. And then also with Lamb, like they can play off each other, I think, really well. And like a wide receiver has to go soon enough. And like Lamb was a carnival last year after the catch. Like it was insane some of the things that he was able to do.
I mean, sure. I just don't think that maybe they're going to – so you think Lamb is going to go? I don't think Jaguars are going to go for that. They need more on defensive side, man. They need more to build something. You can't just
– They just need talent. It doesn't matter where it's at. They just need stuff.
I don't think their wide receiver core is that awful. I don't think that at
all. Well, it's D.D. Westbrook and it's Chark right now, and that's it. And the one game Tyler Eifert.
Two really good guys.
No, I wouldn't say really good. Chark's the number one. Like Westbrook's fine. Westbrook is who you want like your fourth wide receiver to be. And then they have Tyler Eifert until he gets hurt in week one.
CD is not a fourth wide receiver.
I said, yeah, he is. Westbrook is.
I don't think CD is a fourth.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to get
He's
more
a
prep.
Two on a bad passing offense.
I don't think so at all. Yeah. You're ass.
So, who do you have here for Cleveland at pick number 10?
So for Cleveland, once again, this becomes complicated for me. I don't know what Cleveland wants. I have to go with, once again, another offensive tackle. I wanted to go with Becton for them. I have nothing when it comes down to this. So for me, let's just move it up. Again, screw you. Even though I think he's going to go later on because I think you just screw up everything. Andrew Thomas. I think he's going to go under the Bucs, whatever. He's going to go to, sure, whatever.
He was going to go to Tampa, but now he's going to Cleveland.
Well, he asked you because you screwed
Look,
up the draft.
The draft is entropy. It's this very nice order thing.
So
you have 30. Listen, this is how it works. The draft is entropy. You have 32 picks. It's nice. It's pretty. And then all of a sudden you open it up and then the chaos begins. It's like whenever God created the heavens, you know, and from that point on, it's just been madness ever since then. And so the NFL draft is no different. So I have the New York Jets and I'm going to take offensive lineman for the Jets as well.
No.
Yeah. So the Jets right now, they signed four new starting offensive linemen in this draft, four of them. They have four new offensive linemen. The one spot they didn't get an offensive lineman at was at number five. It was at left tackle, and they have Chuma Adoba at left tackle. And he was a third-round pick out USC. I didn't really like him at all, USC. I don't think he was that good last year. So I'm giving him Josh Jones. They're going to take a left tackle here at number 11. They're going to take Josh Jones.
Josh Jones? Man, what are you talking about?
They need to have five new offensive linemen next year.
Matt, where is... Oh, God.
So you have the first Las Vegas pick now.
All right. Once again, you stole that. So it's got to be something flashy. So when it comes to you being in Vegas, I don't know who your quarterback is. You got to be do something crazy,
well,
right?
Who's your favorite Vegas quarterback? Is it Derek Carr? Marcus Mariota, Nate Peterman, or Deshaun Kizer? Which one's your favorite?
I'll probably say Kizer. I think Kizer has more of the flash where you
Same
could probably
see
more.
I love Kizer. He can throw the ball downfield.
That's what I mean. You could sell Kizer over anything else. Mariota, you're not going to be able to sell. And poor Peterman. All right.
No, he had more than his chance that he should have ever had.
All right. For me, you've chosen Lamb. You haven't chosen Judy, correct?
No, Judy's still there.
Good. Judy is my guy. I can't believe you didn't choose Judy earlier. Judy is a guy that I think that Raiders are going to go with. He is from Alabama, obviously.
Alabama.
Guy, Alabama. So I feel like that Vegas, they have to set a splash. This is their splash moves, unless, of course, one of the quarterbacks drop down like crazy. But this is too far down. They're going with the receiver to have fun with it.
Yeah, I think I like that too. And again, like, I pick Lamb just because he's after the catch guy, but Judy's more like number one wide receiver, like carrying the entire offense sort of guy.
But don't you feel like that he really is like a Cooper in a way? I just don't.
Yeah, he's like Hopkins or Cooper or Fitzgerald. Just like anybody can carry a passing offense on his own.
I just feel like, though, that he hated Cooper and he traded his ass. So why are you just getting another Cooper?
Well, it's that, and also you got a first-round pick, you know. And also, yeah. You don't have to pay Cooper $20 million, $25 million a year. You can pay Judy $4 million a year in this case.
Whatever.
So I guess I have San Francisco now. For San Francisco, I'm going to take Derrick Brown. Derrick Brown, do you like Fletcher Cox? Do you like him?
No, not particularly.
So Derrick Brown's like Fletcher Cox. If Fletcher Cox was like, 7 years younger and weighed 300 pounds instead of 335 pounds, he's enormous. He's really strong. He's like a really good pass. He like even rushes a defensive end against the passer. He actually weighs 326. I think he could gain 30 more pounds and still be a complete monster because he looks like a lot. He's a very slim 326. I love Derrick Brown. He's probably my favorite player to watch in this draft. And I think in this draft, in actuality, he goes to Carolina before the madness sets in. But in this hypothetical, in this scenario that we've created, I think he'd be a good replacement for DeForest Buckner, after they traded him to Indianapolis.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you're just weird about these certain teams when it comes to the 49ers. They need a quarterback. That's all I'm coming down to. Give me a quarterback from them. I think that they kind of screwed up here. This is the chance that they should have gone with Tom. I get what you're trying to do, but Jimmy G's not your guy. And until they replace him, I don't believe in this team. Because, Matt, no matter what they pick, dude, they don't need anything from me. You have everything else.
Yeah.
You have maybe
they could use maybe like a center, another wide receiver.
That second guesses himself, and you have a quarterback that's just not good enough.
Yeah.
So if you just stop one of those things and you replace the other thing, then guess what? You're going to win.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, like his inability to throw the ball against single high safeties in Kansas City was embarrassing last year. Derrick Brown also had this play last season where he sacked the quarterback and stripped him. And then as he was turned around this way, he picked it off and then jumped over a guy and then ran 35 yards. And he's a spectacular specimen. I hope he goes to Carolina, but this is a good spot. So you have Tampa. You have Tampa Bay. Who do you have here for Tom Brady's new spot and Rob Gronkowski's new spot?
Dude, you're such a douchebag. By the way, I'm going to say this right now because we can get into it if you want. I don't think who gives a crap. Can I just say that right now? I'm a Tom Brady fan.
Okay.
I made this very clear. But the Gronk thing, and I read, who the hell cares? He's not going to do anything, and if he does, he's going to break the first play. Gronk is going to play at most 3 games out of the entire year. That's an absolute joke for me whenever I read that report. He hasn't done anything. All he does is talk shows. For God's sakes, he's on my lady's reality TV show talk shows talking about the summer weekend house. Dude, I don't believe in that. I thought it was stupid. But he doesn't even use a tight end anyways. And what's his face's offense? The only thing that
he wants to use a tight end. He just couldn't because O.J. Howard was bad.
Or James Winston was bad.
No, I've seen Howard so many times last year not be able to turn around and find the ball because he doesn't know the playbook and where he's at ever.
That can't be the case, Jameis being bad. There's no way.
No, Jameis is perfect.
Yeah.
Dude, he's working hard, man.
But That's what I mean. I thought the Grom thing, I'll be honest, I thought it was stupid.
I mean, I think, like, really, you could just use him in the red zone only, and he'd be worth a fourth-round pick for him.
Maybe, if you're going that route, sure.
Use him on third downs.
You could have used OJ that way.
Because OJ doesn't know the playbook, and he can't block.
But guess what? Just go in the end zone to jump up in the air when I throw you the ball.
He can't even do that. He hasn't been able to do anything. I'm done with OJ Howard. Every year it's like, oh, OJ Howard, this is the year. It's never going to be the year.
There's a lot of hatred coming your way from this.
He doesn't know how to play football.
Damn.
I feel like Don Vito right now. All right, so who do you have for Tampa Bay?
Dude, you have screwed up this entire draft.
It's entropy, dude.
Dude, I'm picking up another offensive lineman.
Oh, my God. Who are you taking?
Cesar Ruiz, Michigan.
You're taking a center?
I'm taking him. I'm taking
They don't need a center at all or a guard.
Wait, Cesar Ruiz is offensive line. He's not center.
He's a center. He's not an offensive tackle. You know there's five spots in the offensive line, right?
By the way, I'm still going to take it because you've screwed up this entire draft enough where I don't care. In this imaginary world, they're going to make him work on the line. They're going to move.
He already plays on the line. He's a center, though. They have a center. They have guards.
Matt, this is my draft. You've screwed it up. So
this is our draft, and you're a maniac.
Doesn't matter. Sticking to it, you play two centers at once for the offensive line.
You can't play two centers at once.
You know what? We're going to do it for this game.
So he snaps the ball to the guy, and then he snaps the ball?
Screwed this draft up.
So he snaps it to somebody who snaps it.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Diego is going to, like, pick an offensive lineman. Oh, my God.
They probably will.
I can't wait to make a bet on that.
They're going
to
take an offensive tackle. Yeah, they are. So I'm gonna go Javon Kinlaw for Denver. He's enormous. He's super strong. He's 6'5", he's 324. He's gonna be like, I think he's perfect as a one gapping defensive end. And he doesn't look like he weighs 300 pounds at all. Like, he's kind of built like how Clowney is and kind of how Chase Young are, where they're this really kind of like unbelievable athlete. He's not like, his pad level's high, he kinda gets eaten up by double teams and things like that. But, like, there's plenty of potential here. I could see him being a bust just because I don't think he's the best football player. But as an athlete and, like, as a specimen, he's, you know, spectacular. And there's enough of, like, the flash plays and, like, the constant, like, doing just enough. But he really just needs to work on his pad level and learning a few pass rushing moves and to really unlock what he can do. So I'm going Javon Kinlaw for Denver.
Javon Kinlaw, yeah, I mean, sure. I told you earlier, whenever it comes to Denver, I just don't believe in this team. This is, once again, a team that's just there just to hang out. Are you a believer in Denver whatsoever? Do you think this is just, once again, another waste of a year? Or they're at least going, or at most, 6-10?
I mean, my thing with Denver is, I just don't really like teams all that much that whose talent level is kind of spread throughout the roster, or they're just kind of good everywhere. So, like, Denver has, like, pretty good receivers because of Sutton. Their offensive line's pretty good. Their secondary's pretty good. Their pass rush could be really good just based off what they have on the edge. Their defensive line's pretty good. Their linebackers are pretty good. But they aren't really great any one thing. And so I assume they'll be kind of mediocre next year. I do kind of like Locke, though. I think Locke was so much better than Flacco was. But they're fine. You know, they'll win 7 games or whatever, you know.
Whatever. Who cares? All right, am I up?
You're Atlanta.
All right. You haven't picked Kalavion Chasen, correct?
No.
Good. Atlanta, Kalavion Chasen. They are going to do this. This is their guy. Linebacker, this is everything they need. This is exactly what they want, even though it doesn't matter, because no matter what happens, what's his face, Quinn, Quay, who cares? Their coach is supposed to be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, their head coach, Dennis Quaid.
Dennis, dude, I love that. I love it so much, and I'm never going to stop it. Either way, Quaid is always going to lose in the end because he's supposed to be the defensive guy, and yet the defense is the worst part of the team every season. Because what do, Matt? They draft the small, tiny defensive guys.
They're fast.
They're fast.
And then they're hurt in 4 weeks.
And they're hurt. And guess what? Oh, it's injuries every season. We can't help it. And I can't wait for this, because I can't pick anybody on the offensive side because everybody on the offensive side.
They could add another first round pick to it. You could.
Oh, well, how can you? Everybody else is. What
take another wide receiver. Who cares? YOLO.
Need it. You need another first round on the other side now.
No, take a wide receiver. YOLO it. I had him taking Patrick McQueen, the mock draft I wrote, because it's like, yeah, he's fast. He can play linebacker. Him and Deion Jones can hold hands and run around together.
I just have it because no matter what, they're going with linebacker, though. I think we both agree with that.
Yeah, then they're going to go defense for sure. I think Kinlaw could go here to him as well. Do you want Dallas? So I have Dallas. Who do you want Dallas to take? No, actually, my aunt. No, where's Dallas at? All right, yeah. Dallas is up next here at pick number 17. Who do you want Dallas to take tomorrow night?
In all honesty, I want McKinney. I want a safety, baby. I want somebody that's going to be able to protect me. You didn't get anything else. We got rid of Byron, which Byron can go away with that type of money. I want a safety. I need something. And we gave away a Heath, the man who tried the hardest out of anybody.
Yeah. Heath is definitely like the...
He's the John Gruden type of guy. John Gruden loves him. I'm pretty sure Gruden, like, just, he touches him. They have a bond because that is Gruden. He is a Gruden.
He touches him with his heart.
Yeah, whatever.
So, yeah, I have them taking Xavier McKinney.
Whoa! Look at that!
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, Heath has been the star there for 3 years at safety, which is absurd. McKinney is like a genius sort of player. He can do a lot of everything. And I really like his versatility, and they haven't had anybody who can play back there. And then even like nickel situations and stuff too, he can play linebacker. I really like when he's a blitzer. Like, he's super strong where it takes a fingernail to bring down a quarterback and that sort of thing too. It's kind of like in Kill Bill whenever he pokes him, does the sevens thing, death punch, and then he takes seven steps and dies. Like, McKinney's kind of like that whenever he sacks quarterbacks in the backfield. So the next pick we have here is me. I have Miami. I have all three Miami picks.
Of course, you love them.
Yeah, me as a Miami fan, I really would like to take Chase on here for him. You know that Taco led their team in sacks last season with 5?
Yeah, I realize that, and everybody loves to say, ha-ha, they ate tacos over in Miami, but not in Dallas.
No, I don't really think... Yeah, I guess he's not overrated because they gave up absolutely nothing for him. But their pass rush is non-existent. It's hilarious how bad it is. There just really aren't any... Like, aside from Chase on, like, I don't really like a lot of the pass rushers here at the spot. So I'm going to go wide receiver for him. I'm going to go Henry Ruggs. He's, like, you know, super fast. And he's kind of like Albert Wilson. Albert Wilson's bad. So they would have Parker and Ruggs on the outside. And Tua's already thrown footballs to Ruggs, so he can do that all over again.
I guess. I just, once again. So with Miami, what are your two picks so far with them?
I got Tua and I got Henry Ruggs.
You like that?
Yeah, I like just, it.
Man, I'm not.
I'm going to take another wide receiver, too. We're going to have three of them.
Man, that's bad. That's just not good.
I mean, I think cornerback's the best.
By the way, I thought you were a big believer in Devontae. What are we talking about?
You can
about?
Have more than one wide receiver. It's okay.
No, you want 5 of them.
I want at least 3.
And nothing else on your team.
No, I want 3. I want 3 good wide receivers.
And nothing else?
Or 3, at least 3 good pass catchers.
Thank God you're not the GM. You're the worst GM alive. That's
no,
all
you no, no. Remember whenever I simulate Madden?
Players.
Remember I simulated Madden that day? 1 season championship. I'm a great GM.
Oh God, that's a video game.
Sam was so mad too. He's like, what?
By the way, Sam was really pissed off at that. I will always
one off season. That's all I needed.
So Schmidt's been texting Sam and I because you know Schmidt's doing something you'll never do. Something that a lot of people won't do though. He is watching the Marvel movies in chronological order from the times they are in because he's never seen them. And he's just commenting on him. He goes, dude, I liked Captain Marvel more than Captain America. I told him, shut the hell up. If you ever talk to me again, I will hate you forever.
Has he talked to you again?
Yeah, he texted me earlier today already. I told him if he doesn't like Black Panther, he's a racist, though.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So it's a rule. That's a rule.
Yep, that is a rule. So who do you have here for Vegas? So pick number 2 for Vegas. And earlier you gave Vegas, Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah, I know. Which is why, my man, because I know I didn't have him picked. I'm going Justin Herbert. Herbmeister going to Oakland.
Ugh.
I think they are going to be wanting a big splash. Like I mentioned before, what does Gruden do besides collecting quarterbacks? Oh, nothing. He collects more quarterbacks. This is what he's going to do is draft somebody. I think if Herbert is not going to be picked, he is the prototypical John Gruden guy.
No, see, my thing with Gruden is I think he likes having bad quarterbacks. He thinks he can mold into something else. He won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He drafted Chris Sims. He's used Jeff Garcia. He's used a variety of just like kind of bargain bin quarterbacks. I think he wants to like find his own, you know? It's like a guy who, it's like somebody doesn't listen to pop music because it's too mainstream. That's how Gruden is with the quarterback position. He's an A24 guy.
But he's got to make a splash.
No.
You can't go boring here. You're not going to go defense.
Have you seen what Justin Herbert looks like?
By the way, he can't look any worse than what's-his-face, the quarterback that we bet on from North Dakota State.
Yeah, of course not. But we're talking about two separate things now.
Yes.
Justin Herbert's not going to sell you jerseys, I don't think.
I just feel like you're going to make some type of splash. And if they're not going to – you're not going to go defense. No matter what you tell me with this team, they're not going to go defense.
They're hipsters. The Raiders are the hipsters of the NFL now.
Whatever you say.
Remember they took Farrell last year?
I'm just going to let you know, Matt, there's going to be at least two sets of boobs being shown at the Las Vegas game. There's at least two sets. I'm putting money on it.
People are going to go anyways there. It doesn't really matter. All right. So you have Herbert. I have Jacksonville. Look what Herbert looks like. You think that's going to sell seats? Jacksonville.
Hold on. I
have Jacksonville. I'm going to go CJ Henderson, cornerback from Florida. He's had some buzz lately. I think he's really good, even though he didn't have any interceptions last year. And then with Jacksonville, they can have an A.J. Boye replacement, a Jalen Ramsey replacement, and have Henderson here. Also, it's kind of fun in this draft is that we're not there just yet, but from Miami to Jacksonville, all three of those teams picking in a row are all teams that traded players for those spots. And so they end up going with, you know, Ruggs, Herbert, and Henderson in this world we created here.
Hold on. Can you give me a second here? The reason why you're really bothering me. I got to look up Justin Herbert. I got to look up this guy's picture.
I sent you a picture. Just check your phone.
Oh, you sent it on phone?
Yeah, just check your phone.
Oh, wait. I see him. Matt.
That's not a splash.
He looks like Thor.
No, he doesn't.
6'6", 238. Oh, my God. John Gruden wants Thor on his team.
No, he wants Marcus Mariota. He wants a rehab project.
He has.
Gruden's going to sign Trubisky next year. He wants that sort of quarterback.
He's Trubisky.
No. He wants a quarterback he can, like, be like, yeah, I really showed this guy how to play the game. That's what he wants.
It's my guy.
Yeah. He doesn't want to take any on the first round. That's fine. Yeah, of course. So who do you have Philly taking?
Has Justin Jefferson been picked?
No.
All right. Justin Jefferson is my guy. Wide receiver, LSU. I really don't know what Philly needs.
They need a receiver.
Yeah, but I feel like no matter what's his face is going to be able, Dougie P, is going to be able to get guys to come and join the Philadelphia Eagles. No matter what, Philly just seems, and especially Dougie P, a plug-and-play type of team. We're going to get this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy. We're going to plug them in. Everyone's going to work. We just need it to click. Hopefully it does at the end of the season, which for Philly, typically it has been. I hate this team, man. I really do. I hate this freaking team. The only thing I'm really jealous of is Dougie P because he runs his mouth so damn much. But I would like to have a coach at this point that at least is trying different things and seems like an intellectual type of guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he tries new things. They're not like – they run an interesting offense that is constantly evolving, doing different stuff. But, yeah, they need a wide receiver. I am drafting Mims, who kind of like DeAndre Hopkins with how he catches the ball. I am Minnesota. I'm going with A.J. Terrell, who's a cornerback from Clemson. I went with him just because he can do a lot of different things. Like, he's – Like, he's a guy who play man. He can play zone. He can do a variety of different stuff. He's tall, too, and the Vikings lost Trey. They lost Trey Williams. I think Trey Williams. Trey Wayne. Trey something. And they lost Xavier Rhodes this offseason. Trey Wayne is who they lost. And so they need a, they have a big hole at cornerback now after losing those two guys.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, so you have
for the same cornerback. They don't have anybody new. Cousins is still there, which we saw in the playoffs what he is. If I can throw what we said last year, the first game of the season, if I could throw 10 passes a game, I'm the winner. Dude, Kirk Cousins, you – what does it matter with you? You have to grow up. Grow up.
Yeah, I think Garoppolo's just Cousins, though.
I think Garoppolo is worse than Cousins.
I mean, I think he's worse than Cousins, but they think they're like a kind of a similar quarterback where they don't make everybody around them better, you know?
It's true. Yeah.
And also, like, if I was, like, setting up a team or anything, I couldn't play the quarterback who didn't have any mobility at all. Like, you can't play the position all anymore without having some sort of mobility there.
Well, isn't that the reason why the Y quarterbacks are being brushed aside?
Well, you can still be mobile and doesn't matter what your race is. Burrow's mobile. Josh Allen's mobile.
you know? But they're not as good as the others, am I right?
I don't know. I mean, Allen was like the third best rushing quarterback in football last year. He was only, yeah, I think he was behind Lamar in rushing yards.
Yeah, but he looks to run before he looks to throw.
No, he doesn't. So take New England, take New Orleans. Let's see, who do you got for these two teams?
All right, so for me, I'm going to go with Zach Bond.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that for New England. I feel like they need some type of outside linebacker going on. To be honest, this is a garbage team for me.
He has some Ninkovich vibes to him.
I can't wait for them to lose so many games next year. I'm talking they at least, at most, have 5 wins, maybe 4. And I will say this. Do you believe the theory that Bill Belichick is tanking in order to get what's-his-face from Clemson?
Yeah, Lawrence. Yep. I don't think they're tanking. They're going to win like 9 games next year.
No. I'll put it to you this way. If they go... This is really my honest question.
Belichick's never going to tank.
1-7. Are you a little bit pissed off?
They're 1-7?
1-7.
It's not going to happen.
No. I'm only saying this because, like I mentioned, what my theory is, I'm going to jump on this bandwagon. They're going to tank for Lawrence.
Belichick's not going to tank.
Matt, if they are 1-7, are you a little nervous?
Yeah, I mean, if they're 1-7, they would probably do something like that. They would just, but they even have a quarterback, I guess, you know?
So this is also my question. If they get Trevor Lawrence, are you upset?
It'd be stupid.
It'd be stupid.
I mean, it would just be like what happened with the Colts, where they went from Peyton Manning to Andrew Luck, and they had one bad season. It'd be the exact same thing as that.
Belichick's
too smart. Their scheme's too good, and they have too much talent in their pass. They had a top 2 pass defense last year. They're not going to win. They're not going to go 2-12 or 2-14. They're not going to start 1-7.
They're going to win
9 games.
Unless they want to.
They're probably still going to win that division. Belichick's not going to want to do that.
He's made this team garbage.
Belichick would retire then if that's what he wanted to do.
Why? He only has to give up one season.
No, he's like 76. He's not going to give up a season.
Matt, it's this easy. If he gives up one season for him to draft the guy, because who would be worse than them? It's that easy. For in this division, in all honesty, it's not even me BSing. Out of the Jets,
he's 68. Miami,
Buffalo, New England, who is the worst team?
The Jets.
What?
Yeah, the Jets are.
No.
They have their coach is terrible. The Jets are screwed as long as they have the coach they have.
It's strictly personnel.
Personnel.
Players, everything. You cannot tell me
that the Jets
is the worst.
No, they aren't.
What?
They're going to win like 9 games. They're probably going to win that division next year again, too. Belichick's not going to tank anything.
That's fine.
So who do you have here for New Orleans?
I already said for New Orleans.
No, you said Bond for New England. Who do you have for New Orleans?
For New Orleans, I'm probably going to go linebacker once again here. I'm going to go Patrick Queen here. All right? I'm going to go from LSU.
Like it.
You know what I really want to do? I really want to say they're going to get a wide receiver. I want to say they're going to get Higgins. I think I want to really make a big freaking splash and ruin your draft just because I want to have fun with it. That's what I really want to say.
You can pick whoever you want. It's not ruining anything.
Hey, you know what? Screw it. We're going to go Higgins.
Okay.
Why not? Why wouldn't you draft another freaking wide receiver for once in your damn lives to give Thomas somebody else to help?
Well, hey, they drafted Tre'Quan Smith.
Oh, that would have worked well. He's my size.
No, Tre'Quan Smith's kind of big, I thought.
Tre'Quan Smith, I thought, was like 5'11", 6 feet at most. Hold on, look that up now.
Yeah, he's not 5'3" like you are.
Okay. I am 5'6". You know.
Okay, whatever you want to say.
Tre'Quan's not bigger than 6.
I can't spell with one hand. So I have Minnesota. I'm going to go Denzel Mims. They need a wide receiver. Tre'Quan Smith's 6'2".
That's so pretty bad. Yeah, he's big. You know what? I'm still going to go Higgins because I don't think Tre'Quan's that good.
Okay. I'm going to go Denzel Mims. He's kind of like, he makes catches like how Hopkins. They need a Stephon Diggs replacement, and Mims can do that. And also, Minnesota plays a lot of 2 wide receiver sets. And right now, that'd be like Adam Thielen and some 5th round wide receiver from, you know, some Big Ten school nobody knows about at the moment. So I'm going to go Mims for Minnesota. For my Miami pick here, I have Tua. I have Ruggs. And now I'm going to go... I'm going to go Higgins. We're going to go 3 wide receivers. We can put Ruggs in the slot. We got Higgins and Parker on the outside. Oh, I thought... My bad.
Uh-huh.
You switched it up on me.
Uh-huh. I knew that would screw you.
No. Give me.
What you get for screwing up this draft?
There's not screwing up anything. Give me. I'll do Grant Delpit. He's a single high safety, and they have McKinney, or they have Xavier Howard. They would have Byron Jones, and they would have Delpit, and that's a really good secondary. That's a really great secondary you could have there with that. So Miami, in this case, they would have Ruggs, Tua, and Delpit in this case. And so the next pick I have here is Seattle. I think Seattle's going to get interior pass rusher. I like Matt Ebuka for them, but I could see them drafting Matt Ebuka. And I'll go with that for him because he's like probably the best athlete at the interior. Well, not the best. Behind, you know, Brown, Kinlaw, he's in that second group. He's the best athlete, that second group. And that's something who I feel like they like to draft based on physical traits. And I bet they feel like they can teach him to be, you know, something really good. And he has like a really incredible splash plays too. So I'll do Justin Matabuke for Seattle.
That's what you sound like.
No, I sound really smart and handsome.
I don't know.
You sound like the clown from Air Bud.
You sound handsome.
Yeah, you can sound handsome.
Wait, what clown do I sound like?
The clown from Air Bud, that's what you sound like.
No, man, that guy sounds like a pedophile. Hey, come here, dog.
Yeah, that's how you sound. All right, so who do you have here for Baltimore?
All right, so Baltimore, since I switched my pick, I'm putting Patrick Queen with Baltimore. I want them to have a linebacker that's going to be dominant. I feel like this is their guy. Because all they need is the defense to be able to help with Lamar. The problem is, no, I was going to say they scored too fast, but...
Their defense was good last year.
There was, and they just need to improve on that because otherwise they have the tight end set, they have the running game, they have everything else they need on offense. They just need the defensive side to just keep improving. So I'm going to go with Patrick Queen as my guy.
Okay, yeah, I think they could use another wide receiver as well, too.
I don't think they do. I mean, you have 2 tight ends at your... Because you're really running how many tight ends? 3?
Well, they have 2 now. They traded the other one for a second round pick.
Oh, is that what they did?
Yeah.
Which one?
Hurst.
Oh. He was the one I dominated in Madden with.
Yeah. He's gone.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah. Well, so I think... I think he's the wide receiver because even though they had the best rushing attack in football last year and a really efficient passing attack, they didn't create a lot of big plays. And a lot of that was because Marquise Brown you know, was injured and stuff last year. And like their second wide receiver, I think, is Willie Snead. You know what I mean? And so they could use another one. But I think Queen would be good for him as well, too, though.
Oh, I know they will be, because guess what? I picked him to go there.
Great. Really great stuff. So for Tennessee, I have him taking Marlon Davidson. And Marlon Davidson is Derek Brown's best friend. Marlon Davidson's kind of like Jarrell Casey, except he does have a really great bull rush. But he weighs 300 pounds, and he can rush outside the tackle and do some really absurd things. And he plays unlike anybody else I've ever seen play before. If he gets a good bull rush, I think he'd be a really good player. And again, I see him as like a Jarrell Casey replacement for him. And after that, all the times we need to do is sign Jadeveon Clowney, and I'll be spend my Sundays at the Logan's Roadhouse, you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever you want to do, right? Wait, did you say go to Logan's Roadhouse?
Yeah, it's to watch the Tennessee Titans.
Well, I go to Logan's Roadhouse or Texas Roadhouse?
Well, if I'm watching the Texans, I go Texas Roadhouse. But if I'm a Titans fan, they sign Clowney, and they draft Marlon Davidson, I'm going to Logan's Roadhouse.
And this is your dream to happen, correct?
Yeah, that's my dream for Tennessee.
You're coming over for the first round, right? You got to be coming over for the first round.
Yeah, if you give me a burrito.
I'm not giving you a burrito.
Well, I'm staying over here then. I'm going to listen to on the radio over here then.
An ass doesn't deserve a burrito.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, so you have Green Bay, San Francisco, and Kansas City all in a row here. Take us home, Taylor.
Oh, my God, this is a bad idea. All right, so first, have you chose Brandon Ayuk?
No.
All right, I'm going with him. Arizona State for Green Bay. Because why? Because how is it that you can only rely on one wide receiver to be able to do everything when it comes to Aaron Rodgers? I think you need to take some pressure off of Devontae. I think you have to improve on the offensive side. But to be honest with you, man, this was an overachieving team last year.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Green Bay fails and falls on their face because, by the way, I'm going to love this, and you know it's going to happen. When they're 2-3, the quarterback and the coach are going to be going at each other.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun.
And this is what everybody was hoping for last year. They overachieved to get that first-round bye that they did not deserve. So I think they are going to go with the receiver, though, because like I mentioned, their defensive is really young. I feel like that they're just going to want to keep trying to build on that. I think you're going to need to draft another wide receiver in case Devontae goes out and you're not using third stringers that nobody has ever heard of in their entire lives.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think they're going to draft a receiver as well, too. I think they're praying that Justin Simmons falls to him here.
Yeah. All right, so you want the next one?
Yeah, San Francisco.
I want Ross Blackhawk. I'm sorry, Blacklock.
Wow. All right.
See you. That's what I'm talking about for the 49ers. This is, once again, like I mentioned beforehand, you're just adding to your defensive side just because you have nothing else to do except replace your quarterback. So instead of admitting your mistake, you're just going to be drafting on the defensive end to see, look, we're trying. You got to get rid of one problem. They're not going to do it. They don't have the balls.
I like Blacklock. He has the best pad level in this class. Great pad level.
CC, you got to be all aboard him.
Great pad level. And then for Kansas City, who you got Kansas City taking?
All right. DeAndre Swift, Georgia, running back. They need it. This is what they're going to do. You're just going to – it's, in a way, I consider it a throwaway, but at the same time, you need something that's going to be dominant. Where – could you imagine what Kansas City would be like if they had Kareem Hunt? Could you just imagine what that team would really be on offense, where you just – no matter what, if you're on the defensive side, you're scared. If they throw it, we're screwed.
I mean,
if they run it, we're screwed.
It's already kind of there, you know.
That's what I mean. But what they were doing on the defensive side last year was just preparing for them to throw the ball, especially for the Tennessee Titans. Let's just rush three guys. Freaking morons, I say. But either way, it's silly. They only had one strategy because Patrick Mahomes was so good and their running game wasn't that great. They're going to do this. They're going to draft a running back.
I can see them drafting an offensive player.
This is a complete circle. You draft your running back, you get the circle. The circle.
I mean, I think it doesn't matter if they draft a running back here or not. They already have it. I like that rumor that they may try trade up and take Judy or take Ruggs and just have even more speed. And like Ruggs ran like, let me pull up Ruggs's 40 time. I think he ran a 4.3 or whatever. And so you'd have Hill, Ruggs, and then who's that really fast, the other really fast receiver they had last year?
Hold on.
So Ruggs ran a 4.27.
Well, I was going to say, but they weren't happy with him, I thought.
No, he was a rookie wide receiver. Really, they weren't mad at him or anything.
It wasn't. Hold on. It wasn't Watkins. Watkins got hurt.
This is embarrassing. I feel so dumb right now.
No, don't. It wasn't Hardman, correct?
It was Hardman. Yeah, Mecole Hardman.
Yeah,
Mecole Hardman runs like a 4.2 as well. So there's this rumor that they may trade up and take Ruggs, who ran a 4.27, have Hardman, have Tyreek Hill on the same team.
No, it was Robinson they weren't satisfied with. That's who it was.
Yeah, he dropped a ton of passes.
Yeah, they were pissed off at DeMarcus. That's what it was. Okay, yeah. Now I remember. Yeah, but that'd be silly.
That'd be the funnest thing they could do, though.
Damian Williams is not the guy for you, though.
It doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter, but it's still the threat. What matters.
Patrick Mahomes is a threat. It doesn't matter.
Matt, if they had a top running back in the league, for example, this is just an example. They had Chubb. People would just be scared.
They already are scared.
For throwing.
It's like adding another scoop on the ice cream. You know?
Exactly. I want the banana on my split.
Yeah, but I think Ruggs would be scarier than drafting Swift. Somebody who gets 4 yards of carry is not as scary as somebody who could get 15 yards of catch.
Somebody that can get 4 yards of carry. Yes, that is. That's exactly
no.
what
I You know what's scarier is 15.
I have enough catches.
15 yards of catch is scarier.
I have enough receivers. I can catch enough passes from everybody else. I need somebody that's going to give me yards on the ground.
I like Williams, too. Williams is good.
What's funny is you're actually proving what I want out of it versus what you want.
I don't know what you mean by that. I like Williams, though. I think Williams is perfectly fine. I don't think you need a running back at all there.
Pervert simultaneously there.
That's it. That's what I am. You're the one who's saying, you know, black cock and saying pedophile as many times as you can tonight. So to recap here. So for our draft, Cincinnati, Joe Burrow, Washington, Chase Young, Detroit, Isaiah Simmons, the Giants, Wirfs, Miami, Tua, the Chargers, Jedrick Willis, Carolina, Jeff Okuda, Arizona, Becton, Jacksonville, CeeDee Lamb, Cleveland, we have Andrew Thomas. The Jets, Josh Jones, Las Vegas, Jerry Jeudy, San Francisco, Derek Brown, Tampa Bay, Cesar Ruiz, which is the dumbest pick of this draft by far, Denver, Javon Kinlaw, Atlanta, Clavon Chason, Dallas, Xavier McKinney, Miami, Ruggs, Las Vegas, Justin Herbert, Jacksonville, CJ Henderson, Philly, Justin Simmons. Yeah. Minnesota, Terrell, New England, Zach Bond, New Orleans.
Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson. New Orleans, Higgins, Minnesota, Denzel Mims, Miami, Delpit, Seattle, Justin Matabuke, Baltimore, Patrick Queen, Tennessee, Marlon Davidson, Green Bay, Ayuk, San Francisco, Blacklock, and Kansas City, DeAndre Swift.
By the way, you need to mark down whose pick is what. We need to see who's right. Oh, by the way,
I have it all here.
Hold on. Each time we're wrong tomorrow night, we take a shot.
I'm not drinking tomorrow. I have to be
what
sharp
the
tomorrow.
Hell?
I got to be sharp, dude.
I'm out. Corona, I hope. Like, come on, dude. Like, you just,
Yeah. So our viewer questions for tonight was okay. So Herbert is Drew Locke with a high wonder lick score. This usually is a question, but it's a statement. I can see that some. I don't like Herbert very much. And also, you know that there hasn't been a successful quarterback who's over 6'5"?
But Has there been a successful Oregon quarterback?
No, there has been. I don't like Herbert very much.
I'm more buying into that than how tall the guy is. I'm buying into that stock. I just don't believe in an Oregon quarterback.
That's fine. But, like, that's part of it as well, too. Like, Ryan Mallett, name redacted. These are all 6'6" quarterbacks. There's another question from King Jamie, which is at J4ML1N. Jalen Hurts is my quarterback number three. Changed my mind. So, Taylor, is Jalen Hurts your third favorite quarterback? Would you put him over Love in this draft class? Would you put him over Herbert and Love?
No. You know what? Yes. Because I feel like the upside is better. At least I can roll the dice, and at least I can have fun with it. I think that Herbert and all that is just more like a safe type of pick.
It's what a quarterback looks like, typically.
Exactly. You're more gambling on what I typically expect a guy to be versus let me truly roll the dice. So I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. Let me gamble with that.
All right. Yeah, I think Hurts, again, minimum, you can use him as an RPO threat. You can use him as a runner. Like, I think he could be like Tyrod Taylor, you know?
You can do something with him regardless if he is starter or not. You at least can see some – again, there's a bigger upside.
Yeah. The Love thing, I don't know. I don't know enough about him. It just – it's all potential. It's all traits. Next question is from at Uproot Texan 99. Which round do you think the podcast will be selected in the draft? I think for a Texans podcast, this is a first-round pod. This is number one overall pick for Texans only. For NFL draft, this mock draft, probably like a fifth-round pick. He has some flashes, shows some upsides, but doesn't really know how the game works at all, you know?
I'll put it this way. If we were live and they could see us, then, dude, this is first round altogether.
Okay.
No matter what, it's first round. I feel like... Yeah, that's what we can be selling on is what we look like and how
which is
we
terrible, awful right now.
I feel like you look more homeless than me, so I'm feeling good.
That's good. I'm glad. Yeah, hey, save a horse, ride a pony, you know. And the next question's from save a horse, ride a pony. The next question's from at Stroh's fan, you know, fan of the podcast, and he asked, "Are they gonna take a try hard guy from the Big Ten?" Or a try-hard guy from a school no one's heard of in the second round. And he's talking about the Texans, of course. And I think this is a really great way to describe AJ Epenesa and Zach Bond, especially as try-hards. I have no prediction on what Houston's going to do on Friday. No clue at all. The team doesn't make any sense.
It's cool that people know, but they're going to be try-hards. It's not going to be an unexpected school. It's going to be a well-known school try-hard.
Well, they took a tackle from Alabama State. They took a tackle from Miami of Ohio. And that quarterback from Kentucky.
Just saying what I think. You're going to take a bet? We're going to bet some shots on this? Of course not.
That they're going to take somebody from Tennessee is the bet. But they're not going to take somebody from Alabama.
No. Well-known school or not well-known school. Small town or not small town? That's what we're betting on.
I guess so. Yeah. I don't know. I've no feeling.
Betting on LSU, we betting on Louisiana Tech. That's what the bet is.
I mean, they could take Amik Robertson, who's awesome. I don't know. I have no feel at all for what they're going to do in the second round. I won't really have an idea about it until Friday comes rolling around, or until a Thursday night rolls around and we know who's available in round two. But so that's. That's our mock draft. Tomorrow's gonna be a lot of fun. Tomorrow's the Super Bowl for sports. And I guess this weekend is in general. And for the show, we'll have a show for you Friday morning, previewing, kind of briefly discussing the round one, and then also previewing what Houston can do in round two with the options they have available to them. So until next time, I'm Matt Weston. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to Battle Red Radio. And thank you so much for being on tonight, Taylor.
Whatever, dude!
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hi, this is Scott Galloway, professor of marketing at NYU Stern School of Business and host of the Prop G Pod. If you don't know me, the New York Times calls me the Howard Stern of business. Kara Swisher, super friggin' insightful, and Elon Musk, an insufferable numbskull. I think we're going to make up. I think we're going to go somewhere and do ketamine together. Each week on my show, the Prop G Pod, we bring you insights from blue flame thinkers, including my nemesis, Adam Grant. Super smart guy. My nemesis because he's really good. Or one of our favorite journalists, Fareed Zakaria. Fareed's a total gangster. Not only that, we provide listeners with a markets-driven episode every Monday. We answer our listeners' questions about business, big tech, and career pivots every Wednesday and get to listen to the sweet sound of George Hahn reading our newsletter every Saturday. That's right. The Prop G Pod is in your feeds four times a week. I'm like AOL in the 90s. To resist is futile. Put your hand into a box of cereal. Is it a tasty, sugary snack? Nope. It's the dog.